This fall, thousands of students in South Africa have protested against the high cost of a college education in their country. The financial burden is especially heavy for young black South Africans who have to support their extended families. It's such a widespread phenomenon that some in South Africa call it the black tax. Sarah Birnbaum has a story from Cape Town.
Diana Matumba grew up in Limpopo, one of the poorest regions in South Africa. There are no paved roads. It's a struggle to find a place to make a phone call. Diana says you can't even find her village on the map.
You find people still live in very tiny houses, and most of them are doing odd jobs, and most of them are farmers. That's how they sustain a living.
Diana has traveled the 1,200 miles from Limpopo to the elite University of Cape Town. Diana's entire family, her aunts, her uncles, cousins, grandparents, all chipped in to pay her tuition.
I was like, you guys understand, it's expensive and we need to get... And they said, you know what, go there, do what you love, pass, please pass, we will sort it out.
Now Diana is about to graduate and she's getting huge pressure from home to find a well-paying job so she can subsidize her relatives who work so hard to put her through college.
There is an expectation. There's something that in South Africa we call black tax. Basically, it means that most black children, because your family is not well off, they send you to school so that you become well off, then you can help sustain them.
Diana says she wants to go to graduate school next year, but she feels compelled to get a job now to help her mom build a house, for instance.
That's the one thing I think about when I go to work is I need to give back to my family.
Some South Africans say the black tax is a myth. But University of Cape Town sociologist Jeremy Seekings has found racial differences when it comes to family expectations.
It's very clear that there are patterns of obligation and responsibility amongst black South Africans are much more wide-ranging than amongst white South Africans.
Black South Africans are more likely to grow up in an extended family household, which means more relatives to take care of. But beyond that, there's the entrenched inequality, poverty, and high unemployment that disproportionately affect black South Africans. So there tends to be more need and potentially more pressure. Londa Nxumalo grew up on a family compound in KwaZulu-Natal with her siblings, grandparents, four aunts, and many cousins. Londa says when she started working, the requests for money started pouring in.
And it could be anything. I mean, it could be that there's a situation and there's a young person who needs to be put through school. It could be that someone's lost their job and therefore a household doesn't have an income anymore and we need to chip in so that they can survive and eat until the breadwinner gets a job. It could be because people make bad decisions, get themselves into debt or into trouble, and, you know, you have to help them pull them out of the hole that they've gotten themselves into.
Londa says it got to be too much, and she's not alone. Anthropologists and sociologists say that black South African millennials are starting to take the once rare step of hiding income from their relatives. Londa even left the country for a while. Now she's back, living hundreds of miles away from her family in Cape Town.
I choose to tell very few people about the details of my financial situation. It just suits me to have people in the dark because I don't want me being open to abuse.
But then there are people like Zimbini Ogle. She's 29 and taking care of her extended family, but she refuses to give up on her goals. Zimbini worked her way up from a poor, remote town to a middle-class life as a consultant and clinical psychologist. Now she counsels rape victims and helps match young people with careers. She's starting her own charity and getting her PhD, flying all over the world to present her research.
I take my laptop with me wherever I go. I feel like every minute I have, I need to work on a chapter, I need to do something, I need to be reading an article.
Zimbini also supports her mother and her sister's three kids. When she talks about her niece and nephews, her face lights up.
I want to be there for them, whatever they want to be in life. And I have big dreams for them.
She also has big dreams for herself. So with or without a black tax, she won't give up on either. For The World, Sarah Birnbaum, Cape Town, South Africa.